All right, time for a setting the bar story. Kelly, which is...
That's an example of what not to do.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing $35,000 worth of salsa, you're doing okay.
Why are we stealing that much salsa? Are we planning a very big party?
Right, exactly. It's like, oh, I got all these chips. What am I going to do?
Well, I need salsa.
Right.
And now, Sam's Club doesn't sell that much.
We might be in the... It was mistaken for something else because it was a truck.
Okay.
It was a truck and a trailer stolen about a week ago, packed with $35,000 worth of salsa.
They may or may not have known what was in the truck.
Listen, but the truck was abandoned. The trailer, though, and salsa still missing. So,
oh, yeah. Well, then once they figured it out, like,
they're like,
right.
You know what? This salsa ain't bad.
This works.
How long? What's the shelf life on it? All right, I think we're good.
Let's invite the neighborhood over. Let's have a big party.
I know. So, like, people are still unsure if it was bad intel. Like, the thieves were like, hey, this is going to be a truck full of diamonds. And then it's salsa.
Money or whatever.
Right, exactly. Yeah. It was a crime opportunity. And they, like, the salsa delivery guy jumps out of the semi to go take a leak on the side of the road, and they're like, hey, there he is. He left his entire semi running. And
sucks to suck.
Yeah,
ours now.
See ya. Right, exactly. Or maybe they were hoping it was something a little bit more valuable, but nonetheless, hopefully they're super into salsa.
Okay.
Because they got a lot of it.
Can you recover that? I mean, and then what if you do? Let's say we find the perps. We find the salsa.
Yeah.
Can you resell
salsa? Listen. If the quality seal hasn't been activated or
then do
or
we
deactivated,
slap a manager's
then maybe,
special sticker on it?
You know what? If people don't know, maybe we still sell it at cost.
Extra hot.
Extra hot because it literally was. Yes. Get hands on this stolen salsa.
It may not be spicy. It might be mild, but it's hot.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, and who's going to sit there, like, what grocery chain, some rando off the street comes in, hey, so you want to buy, like, 4 cases of salsa? They're going to be like, well, who are you? What distributor are you? You're not our normal distributor. And how did you get this salsa? No, I found it. I found
maybe
it.
Maybe if you start seeing some... Facebook Marketplace posts.
For cases and cases of salsa.
Cases of salsa.
Hey, maybe I bought too much for a party.
Maybe
for an officer,
we set up a little sting transaction just to check.
I accidentally bought too much for my nephew's...
That's what it was.
...birthday party. That's what it was.
It's over. I want to share the wealth, because...
My niece is quinceañera.
Right?
We were going to have a big themed party for my niece's quinceañera, and
I would just
here's
say
the
troll.
Thing.
Yeah. Troll Facebook Marketplace, maybe. Yeah.
All right, so anyways...
I don't know what you do, because how else do you make money
off
the stolen goods? Isn't that the whole point of stealing
that's
stuff?
That's the whole point of stealing stuff, is what I thought. Right. So again, that's your setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without stealing $35,000 worth of salsa, you're doing okay.